Sokala Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is TS Sporting Football Manager, that is Uvusi Ntimane. Bey, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much, and your listeners.
Man, at what speed is your life and your career traveling at? What moment you are tweeting, dealing with the ever-nagging media, then the next moment you are making plans for a whole football club manager. Uvusi?
Look, man, it's one of those things that one needs to grow and make sure that we work and make sure that everyone is happy at the team. And I think so far so good with the responsibility that I'm given, trying to make sure that the team plays well in the NFG, and with the five-year plan that we have,
wow,
we're looking forward to going to the PSL in the next 5 years.
Before we talk about this five-year plan, Manaputvusi, how did it all happen?
No, look, man, I think the chairman of TS Sporting has been monitoring my progress since my time at the Union and Polokwane City when he was still at APC Motsepe. And then when the team got promoted, when I went to Cape Town, they wanted me to come to TS Sporting. But I couldn't, because already I have committed with Cape Town City that I was there. So as soon as I resigned, he was the first one to call me and say, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. And then after that, seeing his plans, I think I was really impressed. And then I decided to join TS Sporting.
Vusi, you're saying before you resigned, he called you. Was it before you resigned at Polokwane City or before you resigned at Cape Town City?
No. We've been talking since this day at APC Motsepe, before his team even got promoted to NFD. We spoke while after I resigned at Polokwane City.
Okay.
And then briefly last week after resigning, he called me and say, are you available? I said, no, I'm ready. Yes.
So when you resigned at Cape Town City, you were clubless. What were you hoping to do after leaving Cape Town City?
No, I wanted to come near home, either Limpopo, Gauteng, or Mpumalanga, which is near home, so that I can monitor my kids' progress at school. That was my main, but I didn't really think I'll come to Mpumalanga. I thought somewhere in Gauteng or Limpopo I'll go there, but this time, anything, they say God is on time, anything, God's time is a good time, so I, when the man showed me his plan, I decided to come to Mpumalanga.
Now, take us through your journey at Cape Town City. I mean, here is a man who spent almost all his life in Limpopo, in football, of course. Then comes Mr. John Committees, says, come and join this club, Cape Town City. You get to see the beach and the Table Mountain for the first time, I guess. You get to eat the Gatsby. How was the experience? How was it relocating and working in Cape Town?
No, look, I when I arrived at Cape Town, I think I received many welcomes from different people, from the fans, from the chairman himself, from his kids, from the club itself, and the players also. So I didn't even feel I was far away from home, because every time I was with around, if I'm not with the players, I'm with the coach. If I'm not with the coach, I'm with the chairman. I'm with supporters. So I really, really, really enjoyed my stay at Cape Town. And really, really enjoyed every minute of it. And I think I'm one of the luckiest people to have worked for Cape Town City under the management of John Committees and the coach as well.
And how did he, I mean, your former chairman, Mr. John Committees, react to your news resigning?
No, I think he was not, he didn't receive it well at first. He spoke about the plans. We already had chosen the plans going forward, what to do next season and the things to come. So I think he didn't take it well, but he knew somehow this was bound to happen, because I wanted to move my kid to Cape Town, but it didn't work out. So I think from there already, by January, he knew that, hey, things might be difficult if my kid doesn't move to Cape Town.
But did he try and convince you to stay?
Yeah, obviously. Even now we speak, we talk, I mean, we talk regularly.
Yeah.
He says anytime when I want to come back to Cape Town, I can come back.
Mm.
So I think we speak, we talk almost every weekly. We talk about many different things because he's the man. He knows this business. He's one of the best in the game. So I think he... I really whenever I want to talk, I can just call him and we talk. I think anytime that maybe on a different time, different environment, maybe one day I'll go back to Cape Town City and work.
And now came TS Sporting, gave you a much bigger responsibility, team manager, and you agreed. Why?
No, I mean, I think every person needs to grow. Anyone needs to grow. If people give you responsibility, if a chairman of a team says do this, I think you can do better. And I think he trusts in my skills because he saw it. I was doing everything at Polokwane City, so he knows that I know most of the things. So I think for him it was easy to say to give me more responsibilities to on. But I think I one need to grow. That's my point. I have to go and try to learn more on the game and try to grow as a person and also grow the brand of TS Sporting on the other end, and also make sure that whatever I'm given, I'm able to execute at any given time.
Wow. Now, have you sat down with the other members of the club and discussed plans for the upcoming season? I mean, your current club, TS Sporting?
Yeah, I think we sat down in last week. We spoke about what we need to do, what we need to achieve.
Mm.
And then we also appointed the technical team that's going to take the team forward. And I think this week again we're going to meet before the players come back next week, Monday.
Yeah.
This week we're going to meet maybe tomorrow again to finalize everything. But so far so good. We are on the right track. I think we... with the plan that we have, I think in the next 2 years will be the champion.
Wow. I was about to ask you that because earlier you spoke about a 5-year plan. Now I was going to ask you how long should the people of South Africa expect ETS Sporting in the PSL in these 5 years that you have planned for yourself, guys?
No, I think if after 2 seasons we can be in the PSL, I think everyone will be happy. Now it's about trying to grow the brand and trying to really, because remember most of the players are from the villages. They're trying to acclimatize to the environment and playing professional football for the first time, most of them. I think we had one player last season by the name of Kisai Chauke who scored 11 goals in the NFD. So I think if he's straight from the village, so if we can get 2-3 of them like that, and then I just maybe in the next 2 seasons, TS Sporting might be at the PSL.
Wow. And this is a team that was formed just 3 years ago in 2016. I mean, in their second year, they gained promotion to the National First Division. Now, that on its own tells a story about this team. Now, what is your first mission as the football manager of TS Sporting?
So I think the first mission is to make sure that the team is run professionally and make sure that we compete in the National First Division and make sure that everyone in South Africa know about TS Sporting. I think that's my main objective, and to make sure that everyone talks about TS Sporting wherever they are and people in the villages. I think we just want team. If we can able to go to in the next 2-3 years, we have about 10 players from around Mpumalanga, Limpopo, from the villages playing in the professional ranks. I think I will if I have to die, I will die a happy man.
Wow. Man, look, you once worked at the South African Football Players Union, the SAFU, and worked there as an administrator, meaning in my own personal opinion, you know how to deal with players, you know how they should be treated and all of that. How do you think that will help you share Sporting to the right direction?
No, I think with my experience at the union, it shows even at Polokwane City, when I was there, everything was run smoothly. Sure. I make sure that the players' welfare were taken care of and get better salaries to live. I can be sure about that, and I can tell you now, even at Polokwane City, I was making sure that players' welfare were taken care of, and they were happy. Even now, they are still happy about the players and everyone around. That's why I have most of my friends are soccer players around the country, because they know I have their best interest at heart, and so it won't be a problem at TS Sporting. I'll just continue where I know. I will never in my life allow anyone to. That's why sometimes I have so many enemies, especially in the media, because I want for sure. I don't want to see any player suffering in this world, and especially South African players. I take care of them in the office and outside the office. Whether it's a player from TS Sporting or any team, they will tell you I try my best to help them wherever I can.
Wow. Mavusana, the team finished 9th last season, just 12 points behind champions Stellenbosch, meaning that some changes in the form of new additions will have to be made. Will the club be making any new signings this season?
Yeah, look, we finished 9th. I think the team in the first round, actually, they were on top 4.
Yeah.
So they just lost momentum towards the end. I think we with the addition of 4 or 5 players, I think it will add value. With Velu coming, with Velu, I think the team will do well. We'll try and play attractive football, and also make sure that we will compete, not chasing promotion, but competing, and then making sure the following season will consolidate. But for now, it's about competing and make sure that we win every game that we play.
The 5 players that you are talking about, I know that you might not sign 5, but you made an example about 5 players. Are you talking about players with NFD experience or players with some PSL experience?
No, we're looking, we're still looking around. I think we'll be making announcements in the next coming week as soon as all the players are on duty. I think we'll get 1 or 2 experienced players from the PSL, and then maybe the NFT also we get some experience. And then also, not taking anything away from ABC, maybe I think we'll sign 1 or 2 there, because we saw something in the playoffs in Cape Town. We watched a couple of players. I think they can be better. They can do better in a better environment. So I think we'll have a couple there maybe. And then also maybe 1 or 2 international players.
Yeah. And you were not around when club boss SJ Thobela made some statement some time last year around June. But I'm sure you might have catch it in the media where he spoke about the club's plans and the process of building their own village and training grounds. How far is the club with that process?
No, I think in the next, I think this week, we will get to show South Africa where are we. Sure. I think the field is almost done. The grass growing well. It's filling up, and the grandstand, the smaller grandstand that is gonna be just and the dressing room. I think they're still building the dressing rooms.
Sure.
But the grandstand, half of it is done. So I think we're almost there. I think we can say we are 45% from completion. I think we'll by the end of this year, I think the team will be training in our own training facilities.
Wow. Mavusana, just before I let you go, my brother, your message to the TS Sporting fans?
No, look, I think we one thing for sure, we'll make sure that they keep them happy and try and make sure that their team is well known all over South Africa, and let them support the team. We are here to stay in Mpumalanga. There's no AI here. Many people are complaining that teams get sold, but this team is from Mpumalanga. The owner is from Mpumalanga. He stays here. So there's no way this team is going to be sold. Remember Mpumalanga Black Aces? Was not a team from Mpumalanga. It was just a team from Joburg that changed the name to Mpumalanga because the bosses stays in Joburg.
Sure.
But this team is from Mpumalanga. I'm telling you about the owner. It's from Mpumalanga. It stays in Mpumalanga. His business is in Mpumalanga. So we are here today. This selling, we are stable, and we'll make sure that this team, in the next few years, they will be them continue to support the team.
Wow. Mavusana, let me take your time, my brother, and thank you so much for taking your time off your busy schedule and speaking to us here on Sokala Duma Radio. Enkosi kakhulu, but.
Yeah. very much, and anytime we are open to talk to you guys, and thank you very much for Sokala Juma for giving this opportunity to our team here sporting. Thank you.
Thanks, my brother.
So.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.